When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix, bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh yeah, rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
The Anna and Raven Show.
A computer, turkey meat, or a bowl of spaghetti? What would you rather have thrown at you?
All of it sounds pretty gross. The computer, at least I can see coming. Maybe I can catch that.
Mm.
It depends on the condition, actually, of the turkey meat. Like, if it's cold cuts, then it's just slimy. You're not going to catch. It's like a Frisbee that, you know, flops. But if it's a turkey leg, like a giant one you get at, like, the fair or the amusement park, you might be able to catch that thing, turn around, and shove it right in your mouth.
Okay.
That wouldn't be bad.
Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. That PDD trial gets weirder and weirder every single day.
And that's really saying something.
Yes. Like, how in the world did this guy get away with all this stuff, quote unquote, allegedly, for so long, is what it comes down to.
When I read through the stuff on a daily basis, I say to myself, okay, isn't this over yet? Can't we just, you know, send him to jail? I'm sorry. Like, I know that there's due process and stuff, but there are some terrible, terrible things here.
So yesterday, one of his assistants took the stand, and she remained anonymous, but they call her Mia. I guess the jury knows her real identity, but nobody else knows it. And she got up there.
He did have an assistant named Mia at one point, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe that is her.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And she was testifying. Now, there were some terrible things along with all this, mm-hmm. You know, that I don't even want to go into. But one of the things that she says is that he was constantly throwing things at her. Can you imagine having... I used to have a co-host that used to throw things at me.
Yeah.
I despised him, to be honest. I really did. But she said that computer, turkey meat, and a bowl of spaghetti were just a few of the things that was thrown at her. How does that even happen?
Yeah.
How does a grown man decide, I'm going to throw this bowl of spaghetti with sauce at this young woman?
When I think about throwing turkey, I just think the room's going to need to be cleaned, right? All right? They're just going to have to clean everything.
You think
everything.
P. Diddy was worried about cleaning the room?
Yeah.
He's
never the guy who has to pull out the Lysol.
From what I understand, he had plenty of people that cleaned rooms for him.
Yeah.
So I don't think he had to worry about
right,
that.
Right. There's been a lot of testimony for that, too.
I don't know. So she's going to take the stand again today. So I can't even imagine what other stories. I feel so bad for these people, too.
Yeah.
And Cassie, his girlfriend that had taken the stand originally first, she just gave birth to her third baby.
Yeah.
And that was just 2 weeks later. I mean, they have to go through a lot to get on the stand against this monster.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. It's terrible stuff. I mean, again, when it was announced that she was going to be a witness, I applaud her courageous, I applaud her courage and bravery going in there because, I mean, these are the biggest lawyers in the world just looking to tear you apart, let alone his fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Knicks hold on to beat the Pacers last night.
I can't believe it.
Yes. 111-94 in the NBA Conference Finals. Indiana still leads the series 3-2. Game 6 will be tomorrow night in Indiana. But besides the actual game stuff, let me ask you a serious question, Raven.
Okay.
What is up with PDA? Like, get out of here. Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner making out the whole time.
Were they?
Yes. Like, these. No,
I
get
it. The game was too late for me. I didn't put it on, but.
They're sitting there in the front row. Everyone
yeah.
could see them. And they put all the celebrities in celebrity rows so everyone could check them out at Madison Square
sure,
Garden.
Sure.
And they're right there. And they're like just kissing. Kissing the whole time.
Yeah, that's what the people want, Anna.
That's not what they want.
They want slam dunks. They want three-point shots right from half court. And then they want the two of them making out. Beautiful people making out in the front row.
I don't think that's true.
It lands differently if it's Spike Lee making out with anybody. It definitely would. It would land differently. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to have to turn away from this. At least they're attractive.
All right. So in Raven's eyes.
Yeah.
If you're more attractive than Spike Lee,
100%,
you could just continue making out on national TV.
You know
that's
what? If
fine.
The Knicks win, when they make out, they're going to have to make out the entire next game.
That's
gross. The way it's going to have to work.
No, thank you.
Hello, this is Principal Mangosuthu. Welcome to school's field day.
Growing up, it was one of the days you either dreaded during the school year, or you absolutely could not wait for it.
You know, I don't know. Me as a kid, I feel like I was pretty absent-minded. It felt like days like this, they kind of snuck up on me sometimes. I'd be wearing all the wrong clothes. I'd have the wrong mindset. But yet, I'd go out, and I'd still come out victorious, Anna.
Field day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember field day? I was always the chubby kid. Nobody ever picked me on their team.
Yeah.
In tug of war, they used to put me at the end as the anchor. And then I would just be that poor little heavy girl at the end being dragged through the mud. It was always sad for me. I was never a fan of field day.
You know what was the tough thing was three-legged race, the potato sack or whatever, when you didn't have a posse. You didn't have your people. You look around and you're like, who am I going to run with? And then, you know, it's you and the other kid you've never talked to, neither of you. But I got my first girlfriend on field day, Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney in fourth grade. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember that. After I ran pretty well on the 100-yard dash, got myself a ribbon that day and a phone number.
Do you remember the potato sack race where we used actual potato sacks?
Oh, yeah. And no. It would, like, tear up your skin, the burlap?
Yes. And it would stink. And then you would have, like, rashes for days. And people were like, yeah, no, that's normal. They don't even do that anymore. Now they make special sacks for it. What is that?
God forbid somebody get a rash.
Yeah. Anyway, it is field day season for a lot of schools, including for my 6-year-old daughter. She's in first grade, Dakota. She's getting ready for it today. She's very, very excited. And they invite the parents now to come watch.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It was never like that when we were little. I feel like I would have had more confidence as a chubby kid if I saw my mom rooting for me in the stands.
In my school, I feel like there might have been more confrontation.
Let's check in with Dakota and let's see if she's excited for today. Dakota.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Are you ready for field day today?
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to do to beat all those other kids and be number one?
I'm going to be strong.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. What do you feel is your best event? Are you fast? Are you really fast?
Yes. I'm going to go super fast. I'm going to run.
Mm-hmm.
And jump so high.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to be like an event where like we have to do like a run and jump thing.
Running and jumping is definitely big on field day.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you do the tug of war anymore? Or what do they call it? The tug of peace?
What? Really?
Yeah.
I think we go, like, to two different class teams. I'm not sure.
So you have to compete against the other class. Are you going to beat the other class?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's going to beat the other class?
Yes, beat the other class. Yes.
No mercy.
Okay, Dakota.
Blue team.
No mercy.
Yeah. Should we ask a sportsman-like question, a sportsman conduct, right? So if somebody is running next to you, right, somebody you're competing against in the next class, and they fall over in front of you, are you going to keep running, or do you help them cross the finish line?
I'm gonna just keep on running.
Yeah, that's what I do, too.
We'll talk about that later. All right. You have the best day ever at field day, and Mommy will be there to cheer you on in a little bit, okay?
Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Do they still get ribbons?
I don't think so.
Oh, I remember we used to get ribbons.
We used to get the ice cream sandwiches. And, you know, I was a chubby little girl. That's what I lived for.
Anna Raven.
It's called search and peck. It has a name.
Is that right?
Yeah. Or touch typing, too. When you type, do you type with one finger? Do you type with two fingers? Do you type with all 10?
There was a long time, Anna, when I first started to type, because I didn't really take a formal typing class, and they had those when I was still going to school, data entry or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I took typing.
Introduction to computers, we had that, data entry, whatever. But, you know, I didn't really take those classes. I didn't really pay all that much attention. Surprise, surprise. So I was a hunt and peck guy, one finger on one hand at a time. And then it graduated to 3-4 fingers on each hand at a time.
Oh.
But when I saw this the other day, it was startling to me.
Michaela is our intern. Michaela, how old are you?
I'm 18.
18 years old. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got a great career ahead of you.
Done a great job.
High Point University is getting ready to welcome you. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. But we realized that you type with one finger.
One finger on one hand. One finger on one hand. Mm-hmm. I saw it yesterday, and I actually had to film a video because I was like, this is not happening.
Why?
Right.
How did this happen?
Explain.
Well, I have dysgraphia, so it's kind of, so it's like a disability where you struggle with writing. My teachers, they tried to see, like, because, like, I struggle with writing, maybe typing would help.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So they would try to teach me, like, we called it the kit and pause way in my school, where you use all 10 fingers to type. But that just never worked for me.
Okay.
Like, I was always just more comfortable with one finger, one hand. And eventually, they just stopped like trying to like teach me like the like correct way.
Yeah.
I just found that it's just easier with one finger, one hand.
So do you go back and look over things like you've made mistakes or anything like that? Do you get held up on that or do you just blaze ahead and let the rest get worked out?
So I have spell check. I do use it a lot.
Yeah.
There are some times where I definitely have spelling errors, but I'll usually just like type through what I need to and then I'll come back and fix all the spelling errors later.
So, but one thing we should acknowledge is that you type extremely fast with one finger. It's not like you're slow and you're searching for it. It's fast. And there's research out of Vanderbilt that says that people that type with one finger are almost as fast as people that type with all 10 fingers.
Wow.
Sitting next to you, this is Shannon. Shannon, say hi to Michaela.
Hello, Michaela.
Hello.
You guys have never met before.
Nope.
Okay. We had all our coworkers take an online free test that we found to find who was the fastest typer in the entire office.
Yeah, sorry, Michaela. This might feel a little bit like an ambush because it is.
Yeah.
Shannon is the fastest in the office. How many words per minute can you type, Shannon?
When I took the test, it said 83.
83. I heard there was some controversy. Somebody said that you were more like 86, 89 around there.
Okay, well.
I only took it. I just took it a moment ago, Anna. I had 29 words per minute.
Good. Good. That's pretty sad.
Not very impressive.
All right. So what we thought we would do is we would put you guys head to head to see who could be the faster typer. But I have something special for you to type. It's coming up next.
Anna and Raven Show.
How fast can you type with one finger? Our intern, Michaela, we were shocked to learn, only types with one finger, and she's super fast.
Yeah, I was walking into the production studio the other day, and I saw that, and I was just like, wait a minute, what is happening here?
Yeah, so we did the only logical thing, Michaela. We had all of our coworkers here in the office take a speed typing test online. Shannon was the winner. How many words per minute can you type?
I thought it was 83, but Raven was just saying it was probably more like 86, 89.
Yeah, so people were discussing it. There's a little bit of lag here on the system. she's just so fast.
So we wanted to see, because according to researchers at Vanderbilt, they say people that type with one finger, which it's called Hunt and Peck, can type almost as fast as people who type with all 10 fingers. So Michaela and Shannon, this is what I did. You each are sitting there with your laptops open. You have a Word document open. I have gone to ChatGPT. And I've requested, because The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald is turning 100 years old this year.
Oh, boy, that sounds like some pretty heavy typing.
I asked for a one-minute excerpt that I can read to you. Now, this is from Chapter 3, when Nick Carraway attends one of Gatsby's lavish parties for the first time.
What?
Yes. I have 60 seconds on the clock. I am going to read it, and you ladies are going to type. And then we'll see what happens.
In real time.
Okay, are you
right,
ready?
So then we can rate them on not only the words that you've typed, but how accurate you were.
Okay, so Raven, you observe them. I will read the excerpt.
Okay.
Okay, Mark, get set. This is an unusual party for me. I haven't even seen the host. I live over there. I waved my hand at the invisible hedge in the distance.
A lot of concentration over here.
And this man, Gatsby, sent over his chauffeur with an invitation.
But Michaela looks locked in. I don't even know if Shannon's doing anything.
For a moment, he looked at me as if he failed to understand. I'm Gatsby, he said suddenly. What? I exclaimed. Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you knew, old sport.
I'm afraid I'm not a very good host. Ridiculous. Keep typing. Go. Type like the wind.
He smiled understandingly, much more than understandingly. It was one of those rare smiles with a quality of eternal reassurance in it.
It's a nod of the head on Shannon's part. She looks like
four or five minutes in life. Oh, I'm getting close to the end.
Maybe a couple errors.
It faced or seemed to face the whole external world for an instant, and then it concentrated on you with an irresistible prejudice in your favor. It understood you just so far you wanted to be
faster.
That's it. Time. Oh gosh. All right. Ladies, how did you feel in your typing as I was reading the excerpt from The Great Gatsby? Michaela?
I definitely have a lot of spelling errors. It was fast.
You don't know how to spell chauffeur? I don't.
That's a tough one.
I am missing a lot of words.
Is that right?
I'm your expert.
All right. Well, I mean, we have to read over the results here now.
All right. So we're going to get to that. We're going to see who is faster, 10-finger Shannon or Hunt and Peck Michaela. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next.
Anna and Raven.
If you type with one finger, can you possibly type faster than somebody that's using all 10? We learned that our intern, Michaela, only only types with one finger, but it's the most rapid finger I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, it's actually conditioned. What was the word for it?
Dysgraphia.
But, you know, you have overcome. You continue to power through, and you're fast. You're speedy.
Right. So we asked all of our coworkers here in the office that have nothing better to do to take an online test to see who is the fastest typer in the office. And it is Shannon. Congratulations, Shannon, on that.
Thank you. Right.
And then, if you missed it, a few minutes ago, I read an excerpt from The Great Gatsby, which is celebrating its 100 year of publication, okay?
I mean, if you could just pick sentences that actually made sense when you were reading them, that might have helped them there.
No,
but
it's F. Scott Fitzgerald. You don't think he makes sense?
No, not really.
Okay. And we're going to see who did a better job and who typed more words correctly.
Yeah, I have Michaela's computer here. You have Shannon's computer there.
Yep.
First off, let's do a word count. One, two. There's somewhere around 40 over here.
I have 56 words.
Wow, that is impressive. Okay, what's your last word?
Concentrate, but it's concenter. It's concenter.
I've got whole world, but world is water.
Okay.
All right. I can read from this if you'd like.
Yes. Okay, so let's do the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The first line that I read was, "This is an unusual party for me. I haven't even seen the host. I live over there. I wave my hand at the invisible hedge in the distance." What does yours say?
I'm standing over there. With "for a moment he looked at me, I'm Gatsby," I said suddenly.
Okay, it seems like it
jumped around a little bit.
"This is the undigital party for me. I live over there. I wave my hand at the invisible hedge in the distance. And this man, Gatsby, for a moment, he looked at me if he failed to understand. I beg your pardon, Gatsby host."
All right. Well, I mean, both of these are going to need a look over after is what I'm saying here.
Yep. Raven, did Michaela use any of the like apostrophes or punctuation?
There's a period, but there's not any commas or pauses after
Shannon
that.
Didn't use a single one.
Okay.
It's just a one run-on sentence. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, it seems to me Shannon got further along in the actual reading with the typing, had more words, but maybe we have less errors over here with Michaela.
So what does that mean?
You have to work together the rest of your lives.
Yeah, for the rest of your lives, you guys are now a pair. It's a duo.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by NHTSA. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt may get a ticket, but a driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt during a crash may not make it home. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA. Pam and Lewis. Pam, what's going on? We'll start with you.
So my husband does only get 10 days off of work for vacation, and we're trying to like allocate things, but his goddaughter is graduating high school in a couple of weeks, and I really think that we should take the time off to go. It is across the country. I just think it would be really meaningful to spend some time with her, maybe take some time to explore a new city. I think this would like tick a few boxes of like being a little vacation, but also supporting his goddaughter. But he doesn't really think it's worth taking the time off. So we're having a bit of a disagreement about that.
Okay.
Lewis, explain. You don't love your goddaughter?
It's mean.
I don't.
It's me not loving my goddaughter. What the problem is we got bills to pay. If I only got 10 days off, if I take 12 days or 13 days off, because this is supposed to be a 3-day trip, if I take 3 extra days off, we could literally lose everything, man. The prices of everything is going up. My goddaughter, she'll be all right. I could send her a present. She know that we love her and care about her. But if I take these extra 3 days off, it could be detrimental to our well-being.
So are you at the end of your vacation days? Is that why? Because you'll have to go without pay, or you just don't want to use them because you want to save them for something else?
Right. You already got them allocated somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest about the situation. Like, whenever I take my time off from work, I want to do something for me. I don't want to have to go clear across the country, which is going to take 2 days just to get there because of the layovers. Mm. So when I take that time off, being that I work 355 days out of the year, I want to take 10 days off just to relax with me, relax with my wife, relax with my family, you know?
Yeah.
Flying clear across the country for a graduation, like, I get it, I understand, but she's got more graduations to come. You know, this one right here is just, it's just the beginning, you know? So I want to make sure I'm good.
You know what? Listen, I went on two vacations last year or three vacations. I think I had three breaks last year, and two of those trips were allocated to me where I was going and how long I was going to be there. We had plans before. There was a wedding out of state, all those things. I went. I had a good time. But most of the time that I had that I enjoyed was just the fact that I was off and I was spending time with my wife. It wasn't where I would have chosen to go. I was in the area of other things that would have been and were very interesting to me, and I did not get to go. And mm-hmm. a part of me resented that a little bit, but I said it quietly to myself. I didn't say it out loud anymore. I don't know if that makes me smarter or dumber than you. I don't know if it makes me right or wrong versus what, you know, you're saying, Lewis, is when you take your time off, it's time you've earned. You want to use it for yourself, for the two of you guys or whatever it may be. So...
Would you take 3 of your 10 vacation days off to go to a family obligation event? Or would you just send a nice note and say, I'm sorry, we couldn't make it, and save those days for something that you actually want to do?
800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Should you have to use your vacation days to go to events you don't want to? The Couples Court verdict is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know that 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Oh, Pam and Lewis. Lewis only gets 10 vacation days a year. I shouldn't say only, because most people probably get around that much anyway. But to go across the country to his goddaughter's high school graduation, he's going to have to use 3 of those vacation days. And he told his wife, Pam, I don't want to do that. I don't want to use 3 vacation days to go to a graduation.
You know, you got some people that never use their vacation time. You got other people that covet it quite a bit, right? And Lewis says, if I'm going to take a day off, it's something that me and Pam, or even me, myself, are going to do for myself. I work hard all year long. My goddaughter, I love her. We can send a gift, but I have no interest in spending all this time traveling and going to another event like that.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Teresa, whose side are you on?
I feel that they should definitely go. It's his goddaughter. But go to the graduation and then leave and plan a trip for themselves and take off some time for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. Definitely being clear about the fact that you're not going to hang around with all the family that whole weekend. That's one thing, right? Because a lot of times they'll make plans.
Yes, exactly.
But get out of there.
Plan a trip from there, I would say.
All right.
Together. Thanks. I get it because I work and I only get 10 days off and I cherish it. But it is his goddaughter and it is family. So family comes first. That's the way I look at it.
Jennifer, whose side are you on today?
Kind of both. I feel maybe they could make that into a vacation. It's across the country. I would look to see what's in the area, see if the family can go to the graduation party and for the day, and then do the rest of their vacation. Or
disappear.
Send a little bit of a bigger check and don't go.
Hey, Lori, what do you say? Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. They should go. I got my master's a few years ago after my mom had died, and my dad didn't go. My mentee didn't go, but my aunt, my uncle, my brother, they all watched the live stream. I didn't even realize my uncle watched the live stream. It meant the world to me. I'll never forget that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Pam, our audience agreed with you today. They felt like this is a big family thing. It's your goddaughter, and, you know, it probably would mean a lot. So maybe just go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of other things to do in the city that we're going to visit. It doesn't have to be entirely about that, but I think that this is a good time for us to see some family we haven't seen in a while and to support her as she, you know, moves on to this next step of her life. I think we're going to have a good time, ultimately.
You know what? You better get on researching that now, Pam, because here's one of the things, too, is when you fly in for a family event, Anna, I'm sure you're aware of this, family has put together a bit of an itinerary and a schedule oftentimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you may or may not want to be in every part of that. So, Lewis, good luck. Overruled here. I mean, obviously, it's not like you got airline tickets in your back pocket, but, you know, you heard from the audience.
I get it. I heard what everyone said. I understand. But together on how to put in at least some extra overtime or something to make up those hours and time of me not being there. Because I already worked 355 days out of the year. So now I have to work a little bit more so we're not broke and homeless.
Well, I know what it's like to have that kind of tension and have it feel that way.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Anna and Raven.
A. Claire C. Small.
A. Claire C. Small.
What?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Eclaircissement.
I saw it somewhere written, and I was like, okay. And I was trying to sound it out, and it came out nothing like that in my brain. Do it again.
Eclaircissement.
Eclaircissement.
If that's something to eat and I wanted it, let me tell you something. I would never order it. I'd never have it in my life unless somebody brought it to me, because I would never be able to order it anywhere that I went.
Eclaircissement is the winning word. It means the clearing up of something obscure, enlightenment. It has nothing to do with eclairs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the good news. I'll never order that.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee finals were last night. Congratulations to 13-year-old Faizan Zaki. He came from behind. Last year, he was the runner-up.
Okay.
And this year, he got to win. And here was the winning word.
Eclaircissement.
Eclaircissement. Eclaircissement. Eclaircissement.
That is correct. Huh.
You know how exciting that moment is when you know you have the answer to something and you just want to make sure that you get it out of your mouth without screwing it up.
Yes.
And you come right down to the finish line like that. Good for him.
I was so proud of him. He immediately fell to the ground after he did it. And then it was covered in confetti, and he wins $50,000 in cash and prizes, and he gets that trophy and all the good stuff. And after coming up runner-up last year. But it's funny because you look at these kids and they're kids.
Oh, like, of course.
He's got this black hoodie on. He's got that hair where you can't see his face. You know, it's really long. And I was like, this kid is so smart. 243 competitors met outside of Washington, D.C. Congratulations to every single one of them. Yeah. And congratulations to Faizan, too.
That's amazing.
On the similar note, they released the most America's most spelled misspelled words.
Okay, yeah, common words that are misspelled.
Common words that are misspelled.
I actually was at the doctor's office yesterday, and I scheduled a physical while I was there, and I was like, I got to be honest with you. I said to the woman at the counter, I said, if you don't give me the first three letters of this, this is never going in my calendar. And she did, and I was like, nope, would have never guessed that.
For what?
P-H. Like, I never put the H second.
Oh.
I was like putting in P-S-Y, like it was, everything was coming up psychopath.
All right, the number one... Let's see if you can spell these. Ready?
All right, go.
The number one most misspelled word in America is...
Eclaircissement.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's not...
All right.
Not
it's
funny.
Definitely. Spelled definitely.
Definitely. Can I write it?
No.
What do you mean I can't write it?
Do you think Faizan? Do you think he was spelling things out with, on paper?
Right. D-E-F. I'm at least going to write it out.
On your hand? It's the same thing, Raven.
D-I-F-I-N. Definite.
Do it again. You're definitely wrong.
D-E-F.
Right.
I N definite. Yeah, I T E L Y.
That's right.
All right. Yes.
I mean, that was relatively certain.
I mean, I was terrified.
Was the spelling bee, you would 100% not win $50,000.
Of course not.
Second word. This one I actually have a problem with myself. Separate.
Separate. Okay. S E P A R A T E.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget
Thank
if it's.
Thank you very much.
If it's. S-E-P-E-R?
Yeah, E-R-A-R.
That one gets me all the time.
Yeah.
And the third most misspelled word in the country is necessary.
Necessary. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
That's right.
Woo! I'm a genius!
You know what word gives me a really hard time my whole life? And
What's
I
that?
Don't know why, because if I stop and think, I'll do it correctly.
Mm.
License. I always have had a problem with license.
C or S?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's such a weird thing.
Do it right now.
L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
I think you are correct,
Thank
but now you.
You
got me, you know, like thinking it in my brain,
okay.
So maybe not.
Eclaircissement.
Eclaircissement. No.
Neither of us have that
no,
one.
No,
no.
Anna and Raven.
Last night, 13-year-old Faizan Zaki became the Scripps National Spelling Bee champion this year. Here's the word he spelled.
Eclaircissement.
Eclaircissement. E-C-L-A. I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T.
Woo!
That's amazing. I couldn't even imagine what that word actually means. It has nothing to do with eclairs.
It's enlightenment. But here, we had producer Julie spelling all week, and we had a twist on it. It was that for every word she spelled correctly, Raven and I would buy her a free lunch. She has accumulated 5 free lunches. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a week worth of stuff that I don't have to carry in here. No more yogurt for me that time.
Right. And then we said for everyone that she got incorrect, she would have to do a favor for one of our coworkers. And Steve said,
all right, I need you to go down to the Anna and Raven van and clean it.
Clean
Check it.
It
out. Yeah.
Steve, gross. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you describe the Anna and Raven van?
It is a small Nissan van that is wrapped, and it has your names on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a description for inside.
What is it like inside?
It has a rubberized floor. It has cloth seats.
Inside, it was pretty messy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's equipment that we use when we go out. You know, it's not always left in the best condition.
So how would you describe the smell?
I mean, it's not the best smell, mm-hmm. but it's not the worst.
Okay.
It's like a boy's locker room. Are the windows crank? They're crank in that van, aren't they?
No.
No?
No, we've got power windows. It's okay. It's pretty luxe.
Fancy.
Navigation. Yeah. It's not bad.
Wow. Look at that.
Better ones in our fleet.
All right, so when you asked producer Julie to go clean the van, what were your expectations of her?
That it was more of like a deep cleaning, I think I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Julie, when you approached the van, what did you clean and what were your thoughts?
Well, I don't necessarily think I cleaned. I more of inspected and found some ways that we could stop the dirtiness from continuing.
Okay. I mean, did you at least empty, like, you know, the cup holders and stuff like that? Is there any boogie rags
in
there, right?
There were boogie rags, and no, I did not touch those.
Okay, great. So didn't do anything with the van, but more or less you were a consultant who checked out the van.
I did make a discovery, though.
All right. What's that?
There's a notebook in there.
Of what? A diary?
Yeah. There's a journal that somebody has put their artistic skills to work in. And there is pieces of art that were beautiful. I didn't really go through all the way. I felt like that was an invasion. But
hold on. Yep. These are some people that are employed to promote our show, but they're just drawing in a parking lot somewhere?
Behind
Steve,
the passenger seat.
Aren't you the boss?
Sometimes you're waiting.
All right.
The drawing might not be happening in the van. I think they just, one of them was forgetful and left their belongings.
No, truthfully, is it yours? Because it sounds like it's very, you know.
No, it's not mine.
Okay.
But when she described what she found, I knew exactly whose it was.
Okay. So. All right. So, you know what? I mean, I have to know what is depicted in these sketches.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't really go through it. Again, I thought that was kind of an invasion, but there were pen sketches of all different colors, and it felt very abstract.
I would have been in that taking photos with my camera. Like, I would have been like, click, click, over it like a spy who just broke into an office.
All right, Steve, let's get to the root of this. How did Julie doing the one task she had to do this whole week, which was to clean the Anna and Raven van?
I think clean is a strong word. Mm-hmm. I think it was more she checked it out and I felt like did a straightening, but now that she's told me what she actually did, it feels like less of a straightening. So, I mean, I guess I would give her a pass, but I would have liked more.
She walked up and then basically backed away.
Right. Yeah. She looked at it. She said, oh, look, here's a notebook, and then walked away. That
I
was
made
it.
Discoveries.
Yes.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to NHTSA. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt may get a ticket. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt during a crash may not make it home. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA. Karen, you ready to play today?
Yeah, we are.
Who's your friend playing with you?
My son, Lance.
Okay, great. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two. $600.
All right, here we go. Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Karen and Lance, you guys ready to play?
We are.
Number one. Each state's most popular Disney song is either Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or Let It Go, according to Google Trends. Let It Go is from what movie?
Frozen.
Number two, Lea Michele is returning to Broadway for a revival show called Chess. In Chess, the actual game, what is the only piece that can jump over other pieces?
The knight.
Number three, professional softball is partnering with Major League Baseball to join the women's sports movement. There will be 4 teams to start, and the season starts next week. In fast-pitch softball, how many strikes does it take to strike out a batter?
3.
Number 4, Gloria Estefan says that she was asked to be part of the dynamic Latin duo that performed at Super Bowl 54 in 2020, but she declined. What 2 artists performed that year?
J-Lo and Shakira.
And number 5, the original cast of Hamilton will reunite for the Tony Awards in honor of their 10th anniversary. How are Eliza and Angelica related?
Sisters?
Okay, yes. We bring Raven back in.
Yo.
That might be the one. All 5 for Karen and Lance.
Okay.
Woo!
Wow, all right. Let's see how I do.
So, Karen, if you're not familiar, and this is the cool part, even if Raven gets all 5 and ties you today, when we get 5 players that also have gotten 5 correct, you guys all come back for redemption week for your chance to try to take them down again. So, good news is you're awesome. The next one on that list.
Great.
I think we're at 3. I got to double check.
Let's see how I do.
Number one, each state's most popular Disney song is either supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a word that I've never been able to say properly,
okay,
or Let It Go, according to Google Trends.
Mm-hmm.
Let It Go is from what movie?
Frozen.
Yes. Number two, Lea Michele is returning to Broadway for a revival show called Chess. In Chess, what is the only other piece that can jump over other pieces?
A knight.
The knight is right. Number three, professional softball is partnering with Major League Baseball to join the women's sports movement. There's going to be four teams to start, and the season starts next week. In fast pitch softball, how many strikes does it take to strike out a batter?
I'm going to say that it's three, just like any other.
Yes. Number four, Gloria Estefan says she was asked to be part of the dynamic Latin duo that performed at Super Bowl 54 in 2020, but she declined.
Okay.
My favorite part is that she says she declined because she didn't want to diet over the holidays. I was like, yup.
All right.
That sounds all right.
Don't give up that Cubana sandwich.
What two artists performed that year?
Shakira and J-Lo.
That's right.
That would have been cool.
I know. But she also said she didn't want to take away their thunder. And
it was already a weird thing with having two there.
Either of them could have headlined by themselves.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, you need this last one to tie. Otherwise, Karen and Lance are going to get $600 on this Friday.
All right.
The original cast of Hamilton will reunite for the Tony Awards in honor of their 10th anniversary.
I think you're going to get this money. What's the question?
How are Eliza and Angelica related?
I'm just going to guess that they're sisters.
They are sisters.
Wow. I'm sorry. I had no idea whatsoever. Sorry. I mean, great game.
Yeah.
You want to give her the money anyways, but you can't. That's not how it works. I'm sorry.
All right, Karen, you guys tied at five today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, and you will be in line for the next Redemption Week.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. We will meet again, you two. Great game. $700 come Monday, Anna. Enjoy that.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, mama.
Anna and Raven.
Not every week is easy, and this is your chance to vent. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? Or whatever fills your cup, a great Pilates class, a hike in the woods, whatever. 1-800-330-9999. Mila.
So this week I pulled overtime hours due to being short-staffed in the workplace, and I spread myself way too thin in the process.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Nothing like being the one who's still there, right? The one who's got to get it done. That's what being the boss or the owner stinks. Are you either of those things, the supervisor, whatever it may be?
I'm actually not, but at the same time, I'm working to grow in the company, so sure. I just felt like the right thing.
Mm-hmm. The person who didn't say no, especially coming off the holiday week.
Sometimes you just have to keep working till you're done, and that's just it. There's the only, my hours are done, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. That's not the reality for most people. Most people, it's when you finish is when you actually finish your work.
I don't know about most, but yeah. I would say that there's different kinds of jobs for that, but there's also a different mindset. Yeah, some people are like, well, when I show up tomorrow, there'll be a pile here regardless, right? And then there's other people that are like, if I don't get through this pile, I'll never get to anything. I get that too. Certain jobs, like there's a massive pile of stuff every day.
Will you enjoy your margarita?
For sure.
Thank you.
Aaron, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
My parents came to visit.
Is that stressful typically?
Well, my dad is a very opinionated person, so anything you do could turn into something. So we're walking in the park, right? Like that seems like a safe activity. But then he saw a statue and said, oh, this is a disgrace. He's facing south. He fought on the Union side. He should be facing north or at least west to his home state of Ohio.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like your father's a very smart person, but also crazy. Yeah, could be that.
Absolutely. And my dad is like that with everything. So you can imagine how it went.
Okay. On that note, you enjoy your margarita.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's funny, like all that conversation, that argument is only happening in his brain, but it does make everybody else around them tense.
Well, right. And whenever anybody is really wound up about something you have zero interest in or
right.
don't even care, you don't even know what to say. You're like, okay, I'm with
you. It doesn't
you.
Necessarily mean they're insane.
No.
But it doesn't mean that they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy the sunset in the park.
Right.
I guess there's that.
Teresa, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I am retiring.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, man!
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
When you say that out loud, does every room that you're in, everybody, you know, respond excitingly, but yet at the same time, they're envious?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I talked to some coworkers today, and they're like, I'm so envious of you.
Yeah. I feel it's like... It's like standing next to somebody that just won the lottery, right? Like, you're excited for them. You're like, you know what? You're like, that means real people win. But at the same time, you're like, that means I lost.
Win the lottery? She worked her whole life for this moment.
No, I know, but it still feels magical to me.
Oh, you enjoy every second of it, Teresa. Congratulations.
What are you going
to
do first?
Thank you so much. I'm actually heading to Hawaii right after.
Beautiful. Done.
Yep.
Yep. Perfect.
Have a great trip.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.